This is University Radio Nottingham.
So, first of all, I just wanted to ask you, why have you nominated yourself to be sports officer?
So, the main highlight of me being at University of Nottingham, I'd say, over the past 3 years has been all the sporting activities I've gotten involved with. I've played for the Dodgeball Club for 3 years, I've been the president for the past 2 years as well, and also this year I've been the IMS Rugby Exec, organising all our fixtures and All-Stars matches. Sport has really been my life, I'd say, since I probably got into secondary school. And I just, like I said, I've had a really great experience with it myself at the university. I want to make sure that everyone else has an amazing sporting time at Nottingham, which is why, yeah, I've nominated myself.
So are there any specific things that you hope to achieve?
Yeah, I've set out quite a few bullet points in my manifesto. I think the main three, the first one is I want to ramp up varsity. This time of year, around March, buck season starts to come to an end, and if it wasn't for varsity, teams would be kind of left without any fixtures, no way to properly end the season. It's still quite early in the academic year. So varsity is a great chance for them to perform in front of loads of cheering fans, and also it's against Trent. So it's always a great rivalry. So what I want to do with varsity is make sure that our teams are playing at some of the best venues in the city so we can get the most crowd. So not only can the players enjoy it, but the fans as well. Another thing I'd like to do if I was elected would be to host more headliners at the university. We've had a couple really great headliners. This year we've seen the formation of the Notts Ultras fan group, who have been amazing in supporting all our sports teams. And I want to give them more of a chance to not only support our teams, but learn about a few new more sports. Because so far our headliners have been volleyball, football and possibly American football, which have been brilliant events. However, I'd also quite like to give the platform to some smaller clubs, some who aren't maybe in the spotlight as much. It just means that those clubs can develop and get more people interested in their sport as well.
Would you say that because of COVID, this year's more challenging than previous years?
I think this year, it has been weird for me. I mean, for example, being president. Last year when I was president, it was all during COVID. I'd probably filled out more forms and held training sessions kind of thing. It was a weird season. This season, it was in September, we had an in-person welcome fair. It was brilliant. Obviously, there have been a few COVID concerns for different sports, but I think this year it's been quite nice to have little COVID impact, because obviously it affected a lot of the end of my first year and the entirety of my second year.
One thing I notice on your manifesto is that you want to prioritise welfare in sport and also that you want to do drop-in sessions. Was that partly because of COVID, or is that something that you just felt was like an important thing to have in sport?
I just thought it was a really important thing. This year I've been a part of the new Rugby Minds campaign. It's a mental health campaign just battling, just improving the mental health of players and also making the sport more inclusive. And I kind of want to do that on not just rugby based, but on all of our 70 sports based at the university. Make everyone feel included, and also make sure that everyone's got someone they know they can talk to. There's no strength in silence. And this year, Euro and Inclusive Sport has helped set up a lot of men's mental health talk shops, which have been really effective. And I just want to build on these as much as possible. And then also for the drop-in sessions, I just kind of felt that as a sports officer, I want to be visible. I want people to know who I am, know that I'm approachable. So either students come, if I do host these drop-in sessions, if I'm elected, students can either come up to me with ideas of what opportunities they think would develop their sporting experience better, or it can be committee members from sports who have a question about how they go about planning a tour kind of thing, or different things involved with their club that they just need a hand with, because I've got 2 years experience as a president, so I feel like I've got the depth of knowledge to help them.
You also spoke about your Just Play programme. Could you explain that, what that is, for people who don't know?
Yes, yeah, of course. So Just Play is an opportunity that over 20 sports at the university do. It's just like a 1 hour session where people can come down and try the sport. It's completely for people who've never done the sport before but just find it a little bit curious. For me, from a dodgeball background, that's perfect because obviously people remember dodgeball as the secondary school PE sport and just love to give it a go. So, like I said, there's currently just over 20 sports that take part in Just Play. What I kind of want to do is encourage more sports to join this programme because it just means that UON sport isn't seen as elitist kind of thing. It's not like you have to be an elite sports player to make it into a team and enjoy the sport. If you just remember throwing a cricket ball and think, oh, instead I want to throw a dodgeball or something like that, you're more than welcome to come along.
I also was interested in your experience. You've touched on that already a bit, but could you explain a little bit more about your backgrounds and sort of what your motivations are?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this year in particular, I've worked very closely with a lot of UON sports staff, from the IMS exec, organising rugby fixtures. I've also helped out with our IMS Sports Day. Unfortunately, rugby wasn't on that day, so I ended up running a badminton tournament instead. But it was lots of fun. And yeah, also for my dodgeball role and Rugby Minds role, I've met a lot of people, got great connections in the sports department as well. And then next week, I'll also be volunteering at Big Bucks Wednesday. And I've also taught dodgeball to primary school children out of the university and also on discovery days at the university too.
Great. So we've been asking one particular question to all of our candidates, mm-hmm. which is that if you could sum up in one sentence, what do you want to say to the students voting, like why they should vote for you?
Ooh, okay, I need to make this punchy. Okay, so one sentence to say why to vote for me. I would say because I'm extremely experienced, I am one of the most passionate people about sport in the university, and I'm always approachable. I'm a friendly face, I'd like to say. Unfortunately, you can't see it on the radio. But if you look at any of my manifesto, you'll see that I've always got a smiley face, and I realise this is a lot longer than one sentence.
This is University Radio Nottingham.